Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live here at Zinburger in beautiful Morris Plains, New Jersey, Route 10. Come on down, have some terrific food. We'll be here till 1:30. Check out the show. What a great setup they have here. It's unbelievable.
Really is nice. Very, 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 very cool place to come to. It's very convenient. It's right off, what'd you say, Route 10?
Route 10.
Route 10. Route 10, Route 10. You say tomato, I say tomato.
Right, right.
But a very cool place. I'm excited to have a burger, that's for sure. And we're very excited to talk to Eddie C. And his report is brought to you by Bay Ridge Honda, one of the dealerships proudly owned by Rob Sabah in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, by CSEA Local 830. We work for you by the locally owned and operated Papa John's. Proud partner of the New York Mets, and by Interstate Batteries. Every battery for every need. Eddie, what a 12 hours it's been. How are you?
How are you, Ed?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Well, I mean, how are we? You know? I played golf yesterday for the first time since the operation, so I guess that's good.
Well, here's the thing, okay? You know I love you both, right? You know I love you deeply.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, listen, I'm always trying to talk Mets fans off a ledge. Now I know who's lining them up on the ledge. You too.
Listen, Eddie.
I was about to drive my car off the Hutchinson. Why am I coming to work? Why
Eddie,
bother? What's the
Eddie,
point?
You have to understand, all right? This is, for me personally, this is, I don't have favorite players anymore. Jason Williams was the last one, and he killed somebody. I mean, I'll be blunt. That's exactly what happened. And I said, I don't have favorite players anymore. And this guy, for me personally, has been my guy. And so last night, I'm sitting at Citi Field. He's dominating. You know this. You're watching.
He was dominating the game.
It's the best game he pitched all year. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I got to see Paul Sewald jog in. I got to hear about an elbow issue. And so I'm scared. We both admitted, top of the show, we don't know what's going to happen, but we fear the worst. Yeah. And I'm happy, relieved for now, and that's the key term, for now, that it sounds like he's okay. But you cannot blame me, you can't blame Joe, and you can't blame any Met fan for getting worked up about this.
My first thought was done for the year, Ed. That was it. That was my first thought that he's done for the year.
That is the definition of a Met fan. There you go, right there. You're done for the year, season's over. Bingo. I didn't know why I was continuing to go to work. Well, listen, here's the thing. I talked to Jay Bruce, Todd Frazier, and Jose last night. They're hitters. That's what Jake was doing when he did it. In essence, you know, guys hyperextend their elbows a lot when they're hitting. You get fooled by a pitch, and that's what happened with Jake. Something tweaked in there, and thankfully, you know, there's nothing more. There's no ligament damage. It's all good news. But Jay Bruce probably put it best. He said, you know, listen, we're not going out and throwing 100 pitches a game, but we do this on a regular basis every game. It's something that shouldn't be that much of a problem. So I wasn't that concerned leaving last night. I thought he might miss some time, and he still may miss a start, but he may make that start Monday too. So, I mean, they'll find out. He's smart enough to err on the side of caution, though, that if he feels something, he won't do it, and that's the smart thing to do. But that's what you're probably looking at, one missed start at the most.
Yeah, well, there was conflicting reports. I mean, first we heard from the Daily News he was going to miss at least four starts, and now we heard he might even pitch Monday, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know if he, you know, listen, they're going to he's going to throw tomorrow and then throw a bullpen, I think, on Friday. On Saturday, if he can, and if he's good to go, then he usually does two bullpens. So he's only going to do one this time. See how he feels tomorrow, and then take it from there. I'm sure it's going to be a day-to-day thing. And like I said, if it's, you know, if he misses a start, he misses a start. But it's not going to be a long-term thing. That's great news. You can't lose a guy like that. He's the heart and soul of the team. You guys know it.
He's the ace.
Hey, tell me about it. I mean, he's probably the most indispensable guy on the team. When you really
And he was angry last night simply because he had to leave after four innings because he had thrown 46 pitches. Just about everyone was a strike, and he was dominating. And he probably, and, you know, again, I don't know, because Newcomb pitched well too. You know, they win the game, I have no idea, but the chances are you know, heavily increased if he's still in the game, that's for sure. So
yeah, it's a different game. I mean, maybe it's 0-0 yep. into the 10th inning or until Mickey Callaway decides to take him out, which would probably be at about 101 pitches or whatever it is. But he was brilliant last night. I think there were two people that are upset about the report on DeGrom. Brian in Manhattan, this caller who rooted for DeGrom to get
right,
hurt.
Right.
And the other guy is Matt Harvey, because he saw his way back into the rotation, potentially, and now
Matt
he's
Harvey.
Back to being Harvey Day every day out of the bullpen.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. If they had to me, if he has to miss a start, I think they would just reach down and grab somebody. That's my guess. Maybe Oswalt they would bring up for a start. I don't know if you'd want to mess with anybody in the bullpen right now or just take somebody out of the pen like Harvey and you know, do a start. They could, but, you know, I think they might dip down for one, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. And Jake may be there on Monday, too, in Cincinnati, so that's good news.
I'd start Lugo, to be honest with you. That's who
I'd
say. He hasn't really done much out of the bullpen. He really hasn't. I would start
He could do it easily. I thought Seawald, did a pretty good job last night.
He gave up three runs. He gave up a double to the pitcher with two out, no
well,
one
he
on.
Did.
I don't know if he did a good job. What are you talking
well,
about?
Listen, Joe, he's coming
well,
out
because
of the
he showed up for the game? I mean, well, what are you talking
coming,
about?
He's coming out of the bullpen and on short notice, to say the least. Fourth inning.
Should have took him out after the first inning. He got out of the inning with no runs. He should have got him out then. What are you talking about? And he gives up a meatball to Inciarte, and it's a home run, and the game's over.
You can't go through seven guys in a bullpen.
I understand.
Like that. You got to get.
Don't tell me he did a good job, Ed.
You know what, Eddie? If Seawald had gotten Newcomb out, so it would have finished at three innings, one run, and the Mets would have lost 1-0, or Gazelman would have blown up. I would agree he did a good job, but I think it was the blow-off that really added to the fact that it wasn't
very
good.
Well, the inning got away from him, and the hit to the pitcher hurt. There's no question. Yeah. Absolutely.
It was a killer. Yeah.
Now here's I got to ask you this, Eddie. Why in the world is Brandon Nimmo not playing today? This guy, Conforto isn't hitting at all, and maybe came back too soon. But I mean, Nimmo should play. Can we play Jay Bruce? In all due respect to Gonzalez, can we play Jay Bruce at first base today? And can you play Conforto and Nimmo in the outfield today? I mean, is that too much to ask?
I think we'll probably see it. I'm pretty sure. Next week, Jay is going to miss. I think he's going to miss the Philadelphia series.
Jay Bruce.
Nobody likes him. Yeah, his wife is pregnant, and she's due around that time. And I'm pretty sure he's going to miss that series. So I'm sure that factors into it a little bit here. That you get him in. I don't know whether he's going to play first base before then, but I can't figure out the lineup on a daily basis because it changes a lot.
He's got a new lineup every day, this guy.
That's extreme, too. I mean, you got guys going from leadoff to cleanup, from 2 to 3, from 1 to 5. I mean, it's kind of like the time slots at WFAN. Yeah. It's all over the place.
Right.
Eddie.
Well, don't get into that.
No.
Yeah, well.
Here's the thing I'm annoyed about, and I'm not annoyed at Sweeney, because Sweeney's pro-DH because he thinks it's boring. And that's fine.
Right.
That's his opinion. But I can't stand – I just saw David Lennon tweet it. David, stop with this crap. Oh, a guy got hurt swinging. We need the DH. Can we stop with that garbage?
No,
are we getting that soft, not only as a society but in baseball, that we have to protect our dainty flower pitchers by not allowing them to hit? Cut it. And thank you to Jacob DeGrom for saying, no, thank you, I'm good. I mean, give me a break with this.
And he's fine. And Jake, listen, we all know he was a position player before. He likes to hit. I thought Jay Bruce had the best line of the night last night. He said the problem that we have here is that Jake still thinks he can hit, and he goes up there trying to hit.
Yeah.
And listen, he's a pretty good hitter, I think. So unfortunately, he got fooled by a pitch last night. And but the bottom line is it's not going to cost him or them. So that's. That's the good news, but no, I would agree. I hate the DH, and I don't want to see it. So
I got another complaint today with the lineup, Eddie. And nobody on his team hits Julio Teheran. Okay, nobody. I mean, he's Juan Marichal against the Mets. Okay, so now you got a guy like Lobaton who actually has very good numbers against them. So why didn't Nito catch last night with Lobaton playing today? Well, I don't get. What is Callaway? Did he look at the numbers?
I don't know. He's got Nito with Vargas. I don't know whether, Lobaton had caught him at all. Probably not. He might have been gone from camp at that point in time. I'm not even sure. But, Vargas didn't throw much in spring training anyhow. Because
he didn't throw much in San Diego either, except a lot
of
garbage.
Didn't. You're right. And hopefully he's going to throw a lot more today. Right?
Well said. Well said.
I don't know. Okay. I can't give you an answer on that one. A lot of times, if it's a small sample, I don't know. Is it a small sample?
No, I guess what I was curious about, because the only reason I checked it this morning, only because Teron does such a great job against the Mets, I was curious, is there anybody on this freaking team that hits him? Guys that haven't been here. So I was curious about a guy like Todd Frazier. Todd Frazier doesn't hit him, so he'll feel right at home. And then I see, Jose Lobaton.
Lobaton's 7 for 23. Yeah.
7 for 23 with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs. Yeah. It's a 300 average, an OPS over 1,000. That jumps out at you, and it's also surprising because Jose Lobaton is terrible. So that also jumps out at you. But I wonder how much, not just Callaway, because – I joke, Callaway definitely saw the numbers. I think he's a very prepared guy. I may disagree with some of the decisions he makes, but I definitely think he's a prepared guy. I wonder how much they look into this stuff, how much they care about these head-to-head numbers, even with a sample size of 23 at-bats.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a decent sample size there. You know, when you're talking, 3 for 5 or something like that, it's, beginner's luck for all you know. But, I don't know. I mean, that's a decent sample size. I don't know. I can't give an answer on that. Nito's in there and hasn't faced him, so I don't know. And, Nimmo's 0 for 1. There's your answer, Joe. That's why he's not in, okay?
0 for
1. He's 0 for 1?
He's 0 for 1 with 2 walks, though, which means he gets on base.
He's playing today. Nito's catching today. Yeah. What do you mean?
Nimmo, I thought you said.
Oh, no, Nimmo.
Nimmo. I said, he's 0 for 1 with a couple of walks.
0 for 1 with a couple of walks.
That's better than most people against Teron.
I would say, yeah, you're probably right. Right.
By the way, Cespedes is hitting again. Is he playing golf?
I don't know. I think he's still looking for his necklace out on the.
Oh my God, that was funny. Right? I mean, I didn't know what he was doing. He picked something up and slammed it down. I'm like, what happened? I thought maybe he got hurt too. I was getting nervous.
I want to know why guys have them on. I guess I can see them a memento, from your mom or something, or family heirloom or whatever. But I don't know why diamond necklaces are on. But anyway, if it makes you feel good, go for it. I guess.
As long as he hits, you can wear chains around his neck. I don't care. As long as he hits,
hit, baby.
Right.
That's it, man. Eddie, we appreciate it. Enjoy the day today. It's a beautiful day for baseball.
Oh my God.
Have a good time.
Nice summer day, Eddie.
See you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.